Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am so blessed you joined us tonight at NoBetterWay.net. Tonight is December 6th, 2015, and we are being heard on blogtalkradio.com. I'm just a truck driver from Bartlett, Illinois, and my prayer is that tonight's show will draw you closer to Jesus Christ, our Savior, our light. And tonight's show's title is Jesus, the Light of the World. And tonight's reflection verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. It reads, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen." So Jesus, like so many times in the gospel, he's telling the Pharisees and the crowd and all who listen to his word that if you walk with him, if you walk in his light, you will never walk in darkness. My dear brothers and sisters, the world is broken. It's full of deceit, full of lies, full of false promises that only lead to destruction. It only leads to death. Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Amen. So Jesus, the light of the world, came so that we may see, so that we can be able to walk with him, to walk in his way. And that way, the way of the Lord is available to all. When we know Jesus as our Savior, he shines his mighty light on the path of life. His light leads the way. Psalm 119, verses 97 through 105 reads, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on all your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I may obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. There I have every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Amen. I'll read that again. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." So Jesus, our blessed Savior, he is lighting the way for us. He is giving us confidence. He is giving us strength. He's giving us power. He's giving his love so that we can walk through storms, walk through the hard times. We can walk where we don't want to go. We can keep walking when we feel like giving up. But Jesus cries out to us, to all that believe. He is crying out to us that we should fear not. Fear not, for he is with you, and he will light the way. He loves you. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it reads, "And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst men." Amen. Our Savior Jesus walked the earth. He shined his light upon a dark and wicked world. He lived and preached the gospel. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He raised the dead. And by dying on the cross, our sins were forgiven. And when Jesus, when he would heal someone, right, he would forgive their sins and tell them to go and sin no more. So Jesus, the light of the world, He invited many to walk with him. Some followed, many rejected his beautiful gift. They would rather walk in darkness. They would rather stay in a religious system full of lies, full of heavy burdens. They would rather have a religion based on works, laws, and seeking the praise of men rather than the praise of God. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, and this is verses 42 through 46, it reads, "Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith, for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. For they love praise from men more than praise from God." Amen. So my dear brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, my question to you is, do you love the light of the world? Do you love and believe in Jesus? Jesus, the light of the world? Do you realize that walking in the light, carrying the light of Christ, is so amazing, so freeing? John 8, verse 32, it says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, free you from the shackles of your sin, free you from the burdens of this dark, broken world, free you to live a life blessed, blessed knowing you are saved, blessed knowing that the Creator of the universe, the King of Kings, knows you, loves you, died for you, and you know you will live forever with Jesus, the light of the world." Amen. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, folks, we're going to take a little break now. And after this song, we will we'll be back with some hopefully phone calls. And if you want, you can text me a question or a prayer request. And I'd love to pray for you or try to answer your question. Okay, I'll be back after this first song. Hope you enjoy.
To pray in the valley low, and how hard your fight has been, how deep the pain within, wounds that no one else has seen, hurts too much to show, and all the doubt you're standing in.
Let you burn in
right, folks. He knows. He's there. It says, when we realize that he knows, he's there for us, that our darkness begins to shrink. And he's there when we begin to sink, right? Our burdens go away. His presence is there. And I love that word. It does say where the darkness begins to shrink, right? Because we realize that, that the Lord is there with us. And we can walk in confidence. Jesus, the light of the world, he exposes. Jesus is the Word, John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. So he is the walking Word. He dwelt, and he was the Word of God, and he was proclaiming the truth. He was proclaiming the gospel, and he was offering anyone. He said, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who wants to walk with me will not walk in darkness." Amen. That's a great thing. And we do live in this world. It's getting darker and darker. But you know what, folks? If the world's getting darker and darker, that means that light that we carry, the light of the world of Jesus Christ, if it's a darker world, that means that light is getting brighter and brighter. If you're in pitch black darkness, you walk outside and you have a high beam flashlight and you put that thing on, it's in dark darkness, pitch blackness, that light is so bright. Or you turn that flashlight on in a lighted room, it's not the same, right? So Jesus is there. He's to walk, right, the light of the world, to expose the darkness, the evil deeds, the ways of the devil, the ways of the world, right, to expose it. And we are to be his light, to live a life, a witness for Jesus Christ. We are to be the light of the world, right? We are not the light, but we are a light. We are to carry the light and be a witness for God's kingdom, for it's a dying world. And so we are, you know, God asks us to, you know, there's a great harvest. So he said, the harvest is great and the workers are few. So he asks us to be a worker and to carry the light and be a witness for him and share the gospel, share the gift of salvation that if we possess, something that we shouldn't keep for ourselves, folks. Amen. We should share our gift. We've been given a gift for, it's nothing that we can do. That salvation is a gift. Ephesians chapter 2, right, verses 8 and 9. For it is not by works, but it's a gift of God. Lest no man boast, right? So salvation is a gift. And so God asks us to share it with others. Share that beautiful gift. For this world passes by. It's like a vapor, but eternity is forever. And anyone that makes that decision to follow Jesus, to open their heart to Jesus Christ as their Savior and to walk with him, he is the light, and anybody that walks with him does not walk in darkness. What a beautiful verse that is. I'll read that verse again. John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Amen. Okay, I'm going to give out that number. I'd love for you to call tonight. It is a Sunday night. Let us thank God, praise him, worship him for all he's done for us. But most of all, thank you, Jesus, for dying for our sins. Right. Thank you, Jesus, the light of the world that brought light to the world, brought hope to the world, gave the world for anyone who believed in him, blessed assurance. And that offer continues today. Right. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus says, "I stand at the door and knock. Whoever opens that door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me." So Jesus is knocking at the hearts of everyone. And if you haven't given your life to Christ, if you haven't made that decision to walk with the light of the world, to walk with him, to walk in light, not to walk in darkness of the world, let today be your day of salvation. Amen. Jesus loves you, right? In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, for the Lord wants none to perish. None. He wants all to come to repentance, right? To salvation. So if you haven't made that decision, let tonight be your night of salvation. Amen. Let tonight be a blessed night. And when you come to Christ as your Savior, eternity begins at the moment. Whether you decide to follow Jesus as your Savior as a little boy or girl, or as a teenager or an adult, doesn't matter. But let tonight, if you haven't made that decision, let tonight be your night. Open that door, as Revelation 3:20 says. Open the door of your heart and let the Lord come in, and let your life be a life walking with the light of the world. And this is Christmas time, folks. This is the time, you know, even though most theologians say Jesus was not born in December, it was most likely sometime in probably September, but I don't know exactly. But this is the time that they celebrate the birth of Christ. And you look at the, all that's involved. You know, there's the beautifulness of Christmas. There's a lot of paganism in it. It's been extended beyond what, if we could just simply make it the celebration of the birth of our Savior, and with Jesus being the main gift for all, that's what the main focus of Christmas should be. So here we are. Today's December 6th. We're 19 days from Christmas. And time flies. Yes. So that would be a wonderful gift, either for you to receive Christ into your heart as your Savior, or to share it, to give that gift to others. What a blessing if you just told someone that you were a Christian and that your life's changed. I know you tell someone, you know, Jesus is my Savior. He died for my sins. I've repented, right? I've asked Jesus into my heart. I'm following him. My sins are forgiven. Amen. And I know I'm going to heaven. And share that gift with others. There's a lot of broken, hurting people in the world today, folks. And they need to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, I'll give out that number. Please call in. I'd love to hear from you. 347-989-0095. And if you care to text me, I will do my best to, if you have a question, to answer a question. Or if you have a prayer request, I'd love to pray for you. In this little bit of time right now, there's some great, when I was studying this past few days about Jesus, the light of the world, there's some wonderful verses that, that talks about Jesus being the light. And I ran into a couple of great verses here I'd love to share with you. Hold on 1 second here. I think I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 5. And this is verses 6 through 14. Okay, that's starting with verse 6 in chapter 5, Ephesians. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once in darkness, but now you are in light in the world, in the Lord. Excuse me. Again, I'll read that again. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord, having nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. I'll read that verse again. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. That is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So those are some great words. I like where it says, live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. So, you know, as living in the light, you know, you read God's word, you know, you seek God's will, you're in constant prayer and communion with the Lord. And God's word, you know, and just like in Psalm 105, where it said how the word of God is the light upon the path that you walk. Right. So when you read God's word, it's God putting a light upon the path of the world and the path that you walk in this world. So it's so important to stay in the word. Right. And how it talks about as children of light, you produce fruit of the light, which consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And then it says, find out what pleases the Lord. And I love that verse in Psalm 37, verse 4, where it says, for those that delight in the Lord, he gives the desires of their heart. And I love that because it's telling you that God's going to give you the desires of your heart for those that delight in the Lord. So once you find out what, you know, like, what does the Lord delight, and you line up with that, God will bless you with so many blessings, and those blessings are a result of you living in the desires of the Lord. You know, what he delights, you delight in. And when you walk in that same path with him, as you follow his desire, you know, what delights the Lord will delight you. And then you're going to say, my gosh, I am being blessed immensely. And the reason you are being blessed immensely is because you're walking in his, what delights him, and that delights you. And then you realize that, God, I'm seeking what you desire, and I'm, and you delight what he delights. And all of a sudden you realize I'm becoming blessed upon blessings, right? One after another. And it's just it's a wonderful thing. So those are some great words written by Paul in the book of Ephesians. And you know what? I did have one question, and that was from my dear brother Casey. And he mentioned in the book of Jonah, right, when Jesus required that that Jonah had to go and preach that the people from Nineveh, the Ninevites, or I think that'd be the proper term for them, God loves everyone, and he was ordering Jonah, even though he resisted at first, and he wound up being swallowed up by the whale, the story of Jonah, 3 days in a whale. But finally, he was obedient, and he preached to the Ninevites. He preached, you know, a message of repentance. And so Casey asked that I would pray a prayer for the world. We said united for our nation, but also for our world. And dear Lord, my prayer, and I'm going to go to, this is in 2 Chronicles. Before I pray, let me read this verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, where it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from them. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Dear Lord, I read these words because this was from many, many years ago, centuries and centuries ago, in the book of Chronicles, Lord, where it says, where you say that if we humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, and we turn from our wicked ways, you will hear and forgive our sins and heal our land. So, Lord, I read those words, and this night, Lord, I pray that your people who are living lives that are not pleasing to you, we're living, delighting in our sinfulness, delighting in our own pride, delighting in our ways rather than your ways. We're not walking in your ways. We're not walking in the light. You know, we're not walking with Christ Jesus, you know, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way. And Lord, I pray, Lord, tonight that you would bring a spirit of repentance. For before anything, we need to have a heart of repentance, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit would give us a heart of repentance, and that through our repentance, our sins would be forgiven and our land would be healed. And not only the United States, Lord, but the world. The world has lost its way. Darkness increases, wickedness increases, death, destruction, lies, deception is just ramping up. Satan is on a warpath, Lord. And Lord, greater is he that is in you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that tonight your spirit moves upon its people so that they repent and that their sins would be forgiven and their land would be healed. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Casey, for that question. That was a good question. And oh my gosh, this whole world needs to turn from their wicked ways and repent and ask God for forgiveness. And anyone with a sincere, repentant heart, you do forgive them, Lord. You do. And you do heal our land. And you heal us and our souls. And to that I say, amen, amen. And I have to say, I do feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise God for that. Dear Lord, your ways are the only ways. Your ways are precious. Your ways are eternal. Your ways are pure. Your ways are holy. And let us, Lord, follow your ways. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 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 Okay, again, I will give out that number. 347-989-0095. You know, I'm just thinking about the verse in John 3:16, how much God loves us, for God so loved the world. I'm going to play another song. It's a song, How He Loves Us. And after the song, I'll be back, take some calls, texts for prayer requests or questions. So, how he loves us. Hope you enjoy.
afflictions eclipsed by glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Us. You know, I was just listening to that song and I was just thinking about the brokenness of the world, the weariness. You know, I have to admit, you know, I'm getting up there in years. I got a few years on me and sometimes life can just get tiring, very exhausting times where you're weary. You know, there's an old expression when you're just kind of spent where you just say, boy, am I shot. I'm just exhausted. And I love the verses in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, starting with verse 28, where it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the good Lord is, life is just kind of beating you up, working too much, you're trying to pay the bills, getting by barely week to week, trying to just get enough money to pay your utilities, your taxes, your mortgage, your bills, and you're just tired, but I just say to you, this life is like a vapor, and how disappointing, how sad it would be if you'd live a kind of a broken, weary, tired life and you didn't have Jesus Christ as your Savior. How sad that would be, but how glorious, how joyful. So even in your weariness, your tiredness, even in whatever things are going on in your life and you're just tired, whatever a relationship, you're just having a hard time paying the bills. Physically, you got some ailments, you might have a bad back, might have a little arthritis going on, or might have a bad relationship going on. And just the thought that no matter how broken, how beat up this world is, you've got Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've got his word. You have his blessed assurance. You could read his word. You could read his promises of eternal salvation, right? That John 3:16 is written for everyone. You can read it and put your name in it. For God so loved Joe that he sent his only begotten son, that if Joe believes, he shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn Joe, but to save him. And so we can have that, we can read God's word and understand that, and have that blessed assurance that we are saved. We have eternal, we have eternal salvation. We have that security. So these verses are so comforting that Jesus is just saying to the whole broken, tired world, hey, come to me. I've come that you may have life more abundantly. I'm going to carry your burdens. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to give you hope. I'm going to give you hope, for tomorrow. And when your day comes, where Jesus is calling you home, you have that blessed assurance, right? You can be tired and time is up in this world, but you've got the blessed assurance of eternity. When you breathe your last breath, you'll be with Jesus in heaven, eternity with Jesus. And all the loved ones that you know that have put their faith in Christ will be there with you. And I say, wow, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And like my son Dave says, I don't think anybody that gives their life to Christ, right? I don't think there's anybody that ever gives their life to Christ. When they first step into heaven, they regret, like, man, did I make a mistake giving my life, opening my heart to Jesus? Boy, did I make a big mistake. No, everyone's going to be so happy, so glad. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what, you'll be so grateful when you get to heaven. You'll praise him. Praise him to the umpteenth millionth degree. You'll be so gloriously happy. And anyone that's just letting this world hold them back, let today be your day of salvation. He loves you, right? No matter what's where you're at in life, don't say you're going to clean up your life and then come to Jesus. You're going to start going to church. No, come as you are. Let today be your day of salvation. Amen. Okay, I have another verse I want to read, and this is from the book of Corinthians. Paul writes to the Corinthians. This is the second book, and this is chapter 4. And I think what I'll do is I'll just start right from the beginning to get the whole context of it. And it's titled Treasures in Jars of Clay. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, We have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. I will read that again. The God of this age, who is Satan, right? The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Amen. So these are great words. For God, who said, right, going to verse 6, for God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. So it's the light of Christ, right? It's shining in our hearts, right? And people see that light. They see that light in our hearts. And it's a witness. And we're a living witness. And our lives should be living the gospel. And our knowledge of Christ should be shared. Share that knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is a dying world. Our lives vanish like a flower quickly fading, right? It's like a vapor. Ask anyone that's 80, 90 years old, or even 70, how fast life goes by, right? 1 minute you're 30 and things are good, you're feeling good, and the world, you're making, you know, everything's great. And before you turn around, you've got grandkids, you're 68, 70 years old, you're 80 years old. What a sad thing it would be to live a life that you enjoy the blessings of this world, but you don't have the light of the world. You don't have Jesus Christ. And that is the truest, the purest, the best blessing that you can ever have. Again, for those that are trying or they're seeking and they haven't given Christ, they haven't given their heart to Christ, again, I say, open your hearts. Just like Revelation 3, verse 20 says, "I stand at the door and I knock. Whoever opens the door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me." So if you haven't opened your heart to the Lord, let tonight be the day. For all we have is today. Yesterday's a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. So tomorrow is not promised. So all we have is today. So my dear beloved, if you haven't given your heart to Christ, let tonight be your night of salvation. And it says in heaven, when one person comes to Jesus Christ, when one person gives their heart to Jesus, all of heaven celebrates. So if tonight you give your heart to Christ, then there'll be a celebration in heaven. And wow, that's kind of cool to imagine angels celebrating in heaven because of a person giving their heart to Jesus. That's how important it is. So anyway, amen to that. All right, I'm going to give that number again. I still have a little time. I could take a call. I'd love, I've got about 5-7 minutes, you know, where I could take a call. We could pray together, or if you have a question, that text question number is 630-674-4960. And the call-in number is 347-989-0095. And another thing I wanted to say tonight, folks, is if you missed the show and you're listening to it on archives, the number is 630-674-4960. If you send me a text, a question, or a prayer request, I'd love to either try to answer the question or I will pray for you. So, like I say, if you're listening later on archives, and for all those listening now, thank you for listening in. And I pray tonight is a blessing to you. And I pray that Jesus, the light of the world, is your light. His light lights your path, your journey in this broken, sinful world. And we're all sinners, folks, right? It's just that with Jesus, once we have Jesus in our hearts, and he is our Savior, right? We have the light of the world that lights our path. You know, but like Romans 3:23 says, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So let no one boast in his own works, for it is by grace you've been saved, right? Through faith, Ephesians 2, verse 8. For it is not of our own doing, but it's a gift of God. For it's not by works, lest no man boast. Amen. That was Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. It's a great verses to reflect on. And just thinking about just the way the world is now, the wars going on. It's so hard. It seems like illnesses seem to increase. Cancer seems to be on the increase. People are seeking other ways than Christ. You know, you watch the TV and there's so much. Oh, I just want to say there's so much deception, right? So much lies about how this world offers you happiness. And it doesn't, folks. All it does, it might bring you a short-term happiness, but in the end, it doesn't fulfill you. The only way you can be made complete is if you have Jesus Christ as your Savior. I mean, that's the only way. I remember hearing an old story. This has got to be quite a few years ago. And this pastor was talking, and he had traveled to Israel, and he had went to Jerusalem, and he went to the wall. There's they call it the Wailing Wall, and this is where a lot of the Jewish folk they go to pray. And there was an old rabbi, and he was crying, and so this pastor came up to him, and he says, "Are you okay? Are you okay? What's wrong?" He says, "Nothing's wrong." He goes, "My life is complete. I found my Savior, Jesus, my Savior, Yeshua." And so, so the world, does it offer you, you might find some temporary satisfaction, in your job and in some material things and money and relationships and everything, blessings. Everyone is blessed in this world in some way or another. You're blessed that you have food on your table, or you may be blessed that you have a good family. But this world is soon to end for all of us, right? It comes to an end. So how do you go beyond this world? You need to investigate. You need to seek the truth, right? What did Jesus say? John chapter 8, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, right? Because once you know the truth about this world, a world created by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a world created for fellowship, God is not religious. God is about relationships, and that relationship is available to you. You can have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior, and it's not about living the rules and the doctrines and all those things, because, okay, maybe that's part of your beliefs, your faith is doctrines. And that in itself, it might be okay, but it's not enough. You need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You need to come to faith, right? It's about faith. It's about believing. I pray that the Holy Spirit is touching your heart tonight for all those that are seeking. I pray that the Holy Spirit, the words heard tonight has helped, right? It's been a blessing to you. And my prayer for all those seeking, that tonight they're seeking a relationship with God, and that relationship becomes a reality that you see Jesus, right? Son of God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe, and that's you, whoever shall believe shall not perish, but have eternal life. For we all will die in this world, right? But I'm talking about eternal death. And there's only eternal life, like John 3:16 says, whoever shall believe shall not perish, but have eternal life. So tonight, may eternity become part of your life rather than perishing forever, right? Separated from God forever, and rather eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ is my prayer. And I say amen to that. Okay, we're kind of winding down here. Got a couple minutes left. I'm going to close in prayer, and then after that, we'll have our final song. Thank you for joining me tonight. My prayer that Jesus, the light of the world, is your light. As you walk your journey in this world, he lights your path. And so I pray, and I hope that tonight's show is a blessing to all. And let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, you love us dearly. You love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for us, right? He paid the price. The Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. He had mercy on us, and he died for us. He paid a brutal price on that cross. He shed his blood. He died a brutal death for us. But the third day he rose again, right? And that resurrection defeated death. He defeated the grave. And we have hope, eternal hope. And Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I know sometimes we can't fully understand your ways, but Lord, we believe. Like you said to Thomas, right? Blessed are those who see and believe, but blessed are those who cannot see but yet believe. And for that, Lord, I thank you that it's by faith. It's not by works, because I think if it was by works, Lord, we'd be a mess. So thank you, Lord, for your great path, your great way of salvation, Lord, through Jesus Christ. Thank you. And may God bless all those out there listening, just fill them with the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, and blessings and riches, and God's riches upon you all. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, and good night, folks.